Hello and welcome to the Human Values Club podcast, episode 6. We have a very special episode for you today for multiple reasons. But first, my name is Javier and I will be your host this evening. This is a very special podcast because we are recording live for the very first time. Who's excited about that?
Hey!
Woo!
Me!
So we're live. We're live on several channels, including Twitch. Thank you so much, everyone, for who's joining us live today. And we've got some amazing things to share with you. It is also special because we're announcing our podcast to the public today. People didn't know we recorded 5 secret episodes. And we're just announcing it to everyone today as our celebration for the 3rd anniversary of the Human Values Club. So to talk more about the podcast, I want to bring up Melody, our fearless interviewer, Queen M extraordinaire. Melody, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for being here. I'm so excited. I can feel it running through me. So just a little bit about myself. My name is Melody. I'm from St. Lucia, which is a Caribbean island. If nobody knows where that is, I'm currently here in Chicago studying music, and I have 2 more years to go. Well, 1 more year in this semester. And I've been doing a lot of work with the Human Values Club for the last year, and pretty much it's been a year, and I've dived deeper into a lot more work. And I'm really excited for everything that we have to bring to you today and all the work that we've been doing and everything that's to come. And just a little bit about the podcast. We thought that it would just be really great to, you know, when you're talking with somebody and you're having just the best conversation with this person and you leave feeling inspired and your heart is filled. So these podcast episodes are kind of like to bring those inspiring conversations to an audience and to allow us to engage with the current issues of the world and to see how relevant they are to how relevant the human values education work is to what's happening today. And one thing I really think about is the film composer Hans Zimmer. In one of my music history classes, we've been doing some of learning about some composers, and from doing research about him, he talks about how a lot of his work and skills came from being in the field with creative people. And he talks about when he was an intern just bringing coffee, and he was in the room with a composer and director, and they were in the moment trying to figure out how to score a movie. And he said by his presence, by just being there, he helped with that solution. And so I think about how with these podcast episodes, your presence from listening and engaging with the work that we do and us engaging with one another is in itself finding the solutions to the current problems that we have in the world. And it's like going on this journey of life together. So whether it's that you're listening or that you have some cool ideas of things that we can discuss, things that we really need to bring to the forefront with topics and issues, or you have a guest speaker in mind that you really think that we should bring on as a listener or just somebody who wishes to speak in the future, we hope that you can be present with us and journey through life with us. That's a little bit about the podcast. It is currently available. Some places where you can find it is on Spotify, Deezer, Podcast Addict, Radio.com, Radio Podcast, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, and we do have our first episode available on video on YouTube. So yes, if you are more of a visual person, that is available as video. And please feel free to give us some feedback on what you think and how it impacted you. And again, really happy that we're doing this, really happy that you tuned in tonight. And yes, welcome.
Yes.
You got all that? That's why we call her Queen M. Thank you so much, Melody. Next, I'm going to toss it over to Victoria. Victoria, if you could introduce yourself.
Hey, it's Victoria, and I like to sing and talk. Anyway, hi. it's Victoria. Yes. I am super pumped, if you couldn't tell, by everything that's going on tonight, everything that the Human Values Club has been up to, this podcast. Look at us multitasking, y'all. We are live everywhere right now, and we are also recording a podcast. We are just getting it done. So kudos to all of us and to all of you for joining us. I am also a musician, also a music teacher. So I mostly teach strings and general music all up and around Chicago. I'm originally from Wisconsin. I don't know if you all knew that, but, yep, that's why sometimes I sound the way that I sound. But it's always been my dream. It's always been my dream to live in Chicago, and how lucky am I that I got to meet all of you. So feeling pretty awesome today and feeling full of love. Love you guys. Yeah, that's me.
Thank you. Love you too, Victoria.
Victoria.
I still remember the first time I met you. And I was like, yes, friend. Yes, friend. And another immediate yes friend was Katie. So Katie, can you introduce yourself, please?
Yes, I can. Hello, everyone. My name is Katie. I am, oh goodness, what am I?
Amazing.
I do so many things. I do a lot of things, but first and foremost, I am an educator also. I am subbing in CPS and loving it. Today, I got to work with the most amazing elementary classes, and I just feel re-energized. Their energy and love and just zest for life is so inspiring and so invigorating. So that is a little bit about me. I graduated from Northeastern. I'm gonna shout them out. And I studied music and I studied education. And now I am looking into going into educational research for grad school. That's a little bit about me. I'm also an avid dog lover. So please send me your dog pictures all the time on every platform. I will see them in my
Thank you so much, Katie, for sharing. And last but not least, we're going to go to my partner in liberation, Andrea Benavides Chavez. Andrea, can you introduce yourself?
Yes.
I was going to say my partner in crime, but we're not going to promote crime.
No crime. Right.
Podcast. I thought for sure you were going to say my wife.
I was going to, but I was trying to keep it classy. But, you know, while we're here, my wife.
My wife. And I'm my wife. No, I'm Andrea. And I'm so happy to be with all of you here. I see a few people on Twitch and on Instagram. And as Javier said, my husband, no, that doesn't sound the same. we have gone on a journey for some years, not only in our personal life, but then just creating things on our free time. And I'm also a music teacher. I play the violin. And right now I'm a program director for an after-school orchestra program for mostly elementary school teachers. So, hey. Students. So, Katie, I feel that every time I see the students, it's like a boost of energy, and it's just amazing. So, I want to thank everyone who is here from Dominican Republic, but also from Costa Rica, which is my home country. I think my dad and my family's in the Twitch. Yay! I'm so happy. Yay! And thank you to all of them for supporting us in this journey, and hopefully we'll see them soon.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining. That's my family from Dominican Republic. So we're gonna keep things moving for you. We have a really nice presentation for you today. Really nice some topics lined up to basically introduce you. What is the Human Values Club? What is it that we do? What have we done? And what shall we do in the future? But before we get to all of that, we got to do the bits and bobs. And the
bits and bobs is the part
of the show where I tell you what's up. These are things you need to know. You can download us on all podcast apps, including Apple Podcasts, Pocket Cast, which is my favorite, and Spotify. Check out that Spotify, y'all. Shout out to Yesenia for all of our art and flyers.
Yeah.
You can watch this later on YouTube or share with your friends. follow us on social media. We have a link tree with all of the links, including the link to our Ko-fi if you would like to give us a monthly donation. That would be great. And you can also, if you have Twitch Prime, you can pass on the Prime. If you have Amazon Prime, guess what? You have Twitch Prime, and that means you have a free $5 that you can give to any Twitch channel each month. Please give it to us. Pass on the Prime, y'all. All right, those are all the bits and bobs for today. So I'm going to pass it back to Victoria to talk to us a little bit about the value of celebration.
Yes! Hey, so here we are. We're going to be talking about the practice guide. So you've probably seen us post about the practice guide. Some of you, hopefully most of you, or all of you eventually, have been getting our practice guide emails. We send them once a week. And a practice guide is basically a tool for all of us to use to help us embody, feel, embrace, spread the sub-value that we choose each week. So there are five universal human values. We have love, truth, peace, nonviolence, and right action. And then within those five universal human values, there's like a bajillion sub-values that you can choose. And most of them fit under all of the human values, so it's really great. And then this week, of course, we are doing the universal human value of love, and our sub value is celebration. There it is. Come on,
it's a celebration.
Hey, yes. So on the practice guide, we have a couple different ways that you can incorporate the sub value of celebration into your life. We have the thought of the week, which this week is celebrate every victory, woo, which we're going to be doing tonight. The objective, which is kind of focuses in on the sub value and helps you to like really realize what we're doing with the sub value. So we want to develop the habit of celebrating every victory in our lives, no matter how small they may seem. And then we also have a silent sitting or a breathing exercise. This week's is one, it's a meditation with Tiffany Haddish, love her. So, have some awesome fun with that. We also have an action step and an activity on our practice guide. So those you can use, you can share with your students. If you're a teacher, you can share with your family, friends, you can do these activities and action steps together. And a lot of the action steps that we've been posting recently have been, like safe. So there's a couple different options for you to do if you're not able to do things in person. And then we also have a song, which could either be a song that we have come up with, or we use a lot of Angela Lorraine Burroughs. We use like many different songs. So song could be a short, quick little ditty, or it could be this week's is Happy by Pharrell Williams, obviously, because we're all feeling happy. And yeah, so song is really great place for you to, improv, come up with your own song about celebration, or use a song that's already been written. And then last but not least, we have our story, and then the story changes depending on the sub value, obviously. So that is the practice guide. There you go.
Yes. Round of applause. Practice guide queen.
Thank you.
Very nice. Thank you so much, Victoria, for working really hard on sending those practice guides every single Monday. Lots of shout outs to you. Let's go on a trip down memory lane, and tell you how did we arrive here to where we are right now. On September 26th, 2016, the rain was falling on the window ever so gently. And I knew that it was an important day, but I didn't yet know why. And I was on my way to my first human values workshop. And this is actually where I met Andrea for the first time.
What?
See, Andrea had just come back from this certificate program at a boarding school in Thailand where she spent her entire summer. So she was telling me all about human values and all about this school in Thailand. And I was like, bet. Let's get on this human value stuff. Also, I like Andrea a lot. I'm not going to go into that's like a story for another podcast, but
follow us on the podcast so you can hear the full Love story.
Yes. Oh, that's a good episode title. Love stories.
Universal value, love. Sub value, love.
Love.
But honestly, Andrea really helped to guide me, as well as our professor, Tom Zhao, and answered all of my million questions about human values and about the school in Thailand. And I was able to go myself in the summer of 2017. And it was a really incredible experience. Shout out to Miran in the chat, was also able to go. And it's just this incredible school, 100% self-sustaining, or maybe like 99%, but they have a solar farm, they grow their own mushrooms, they have their rice fields, they recycle, they collect rainwater. It's like everything. They teach environmentalism there. And importantly, they teach human values. So each week we take a different sub-value and we're practicing that through all of the teaching techniques that Victoria went through in the practice guide. When I witnessed what was happening at the school, I witnessed that the students really were the teachers, because growing up with this kind of education, they were just so free and so happy. And I basically started to say, well, how can I get me some of that? How can I get me some joy? The whole reason I went to Thailand was because I wanted to help my students to be happy. But it wasn't until after I went there that I realized how deeply unhappy I was. But that was the beginning of my continued healing. And all I wanted to do was to bring that back and share when I came back to Chicago. So the story continues. I started to implement some of these things in my classroom. It went very well. I started to share with other teachers, and once other teachers in other buildings were interested, that's when Andrea and I had the idea to just start, you know, sending these out weekly, because it's what we're doing in our class, so let's share it. And we found that not just teachers were interested in signing up for that mailing list, but just anyone who was interested in having a weekly positive message and something to help us each week remind ourselves that we are human and that we do deserve the time and the ability to look inside and figure out what is it that we truly want? What is it's going to make me actually happy so that I can help to make others happy? And that's what we've been trying to do. Andrea, I and Tom hosted several workshops inviting teachers and leaders to participate. Several of you have attended these workshops. We also started a band. And this was this 3 year celebration. 3 years ago, we sent the newsletter and then the band played its first show. I remember it was a Friends in Time performance. And we just kept playing. We played in nursing homes and mental health clinics. We played it, you know, we played for plants in a plant sale. We played at a, you know, farmer's market. Street fairs, just wherever we could, with this message of spreading joy through the power of music and friendship. This quickly evolved into also just, you know, social emotional learning training that I did, and starting to do this anti-racist education work and wanting to include teachers. So I started inviting teachers from my school to have these potlucks once a month at the house. And thank you, Andrea, for going on that journey with me, because it was a lot, but it was also a place of community. And that's kind of what started our, you know, new focus on really community care. And I think I want to invite Katie to jump in and talk a little bit about that and other things we might be doing to help teachers.
Yeah, so I am super excited to announce and talk about one of our newest initiatives or projects, and really just spaces, I guess, which is a kind of a reboot of the potlucks, but we're going to be doing them virtually, and it'll be a teacher support group, and it's going to be hosted by social workers and educators that are trained in mindfulness and social emotional learning. And basically the goal is just to really center the healing and re-energizing of teachers through small groups and even one-on-one sessions, if that's something that folks are interested in. And then from that, we really want to grow a teacher mentorship program. We have a lot of teachers in our community, some amazing, amazing educators that I have had the privilege of learning from I am in awe of the radical education work that individual teachers are doing on their own without even fully knowing it. And so the fact that this group brings all of that together and we can share that knowledge, we can share, you know, our experiences, is something that's really special to me. So we want to grow a teacher or mentorship program as well, including like pre-service teachers, first-year teachers, second-year teachers, anybody who needs support. They feel like they want, you know, a mentor or even just a friend, you know, somebody, whether that's an accountability partner or someone to just that you know, you can lean on for support in teaching. So those are just a few of the exciting new things that are happening for teachers, as well as the practice guides just being such a wealth of a resource, because it's something new every week. It's something that is really easy, really tangible, and that you can very simply incorporate into what you're doing and kind of breathe life back into what becomes very monotonous, not so human-centered teaching and learning in our education systems. And a lot of times, at no fault of the teacher, it's the system that we're in, and we need to fight for that. We need to take action. Don't get me started on action, because you know I'll go on.
Hey!
But we need that elected school board, and we need it now in Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Well, you say that. You say that. You're just going to refer to them from now on as the unelected school board.
Yes.
thank you so much, Katie, for filling us in there. And that, you know, coupled with some presentations at our, you know, state a music educators conference, Andrea and I, and then a couple of other, you know, things like a publication and a state journal for education and things like that, that really catches us up to the present and the beginning of this year, which was the creation of the Human Values Club Twitch channel. So this really was a fun thing of, like, you know, students saying, you should stream Minecraft. And I'm like, okay, let's do it. And then so we started and, you know, eventually started to invite Victoria and Melody, Andrea, and just getting more people in there to have a fun time. Remember, this is right when the lockdown happened and there was a lot going on. So this was our way of hanging out, was playing Minecraft together. And then Cece jumped in there, and then Elena and Miran. And it was really a community when we were all so isolated from each other. And we decided to make it a regular thing because a lot of people started to drop by, and we said, you know what, this could be an opportunity to hang out and talk about life and talk about stuff. And then we just started also sharing the practice guide each week. And that became kind of one of the other cornerstones of what we do. So that's, we are going to do future live podcasts on Twitch, but we're also going to have a game day on Twitch every Saturday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're playing a lot of Minecraft Dungeons right now. So if you would like to, you know, join that community, you know where to find us, right here on twitch.tv/humanvaluesclub. And we appreciate that very much. Thank you so much for Cece for creating the new Human Values Gaming channel.
Yes!
You can go find that there, as well as HBC_gaming on Twitter. So thank you, Cece. Big ups to you. Okay.
Your host.
I am super pumped. Yes.
Excuse me. What would you think if I translate a little bit short, all of that short in Spanish for Spanish speaking?
Yes, please.
Yeah. Well, first I want to say Happy New Lunar Year. Everyone celebrating. And we also had new moon yesterday in Aquarius, if you're into that. And so a lot of celebration, a lot of stuff happening. So, nada más para decir en español que Javier estaba contando la historia de cómo creamos el Club de Valores Humano y cómo empezó desde unas sesiones que tuvimos en la Universidad de North Park. Y después, cuando fuimos a Tailandia para el certificado en Educación en Valores Humanos, y luego eso pasó a ser estas correos semanales que mandamos el valor de la semana con todas nuestras técnicas de enseñanza. Luego también eso pasó a ser unos talleres que dimos y también estamos haciendo virtuales. Luego un grupo musical, una banda que cantamos música con mensajes positivos. Y luego también teníamos grupos de profesores que empezaron a aprender sobre cómo ayudar mejor a los estudiantes en las clases. Y ahora tenemos canales de Twitch, donde están ahorita algunos, que es donde hemos hecho videojuegos durante este tiempo que todos estamos en nuestras casas sin poder vernos. Entonces ha sido mucho lo que hemos estado haciendo. Gracias a todos los que nos han apoyado y ahorita vamos a hablar sobre lo nuevo que estamos haciendo. Así que espero que disfruten. Thank you.
You got that newscaster voice going.
Beautiful. Días, Costa Rica.
Email me for what's that called? If you want me to speak at your event.
Booking.
Bookings. Yeah. Javier is my manager, you know, just email Javier.
Oh, wow.
It's an easy job. Andrea's really organized.
Thank you so much, Andrea.
Y gracias a todos los que están con nosotros hoy. And I am actually going to pass it right back to Victoria and Andrea. Victoria, if you could start sharing a little bit about one of our new initiatives that's up and coming. This is Human Values Club Kids Story.
Beep, beep, kids club. Beep.
Yes. Do you wanna start, Andrea? Do you wanna
sure
take it away? Yeah.
Yeah, I can do a little bit of the backstory. So, you know, I love kids. Shout out to my mom, mi mamá que fue una profesora de kinder por 20 años. I inherit the love to work with children from my mom, and so I want to honor that. And so I was seeing the situation of our students during the summer, last summer, and the need to express themselves. I was thinking, you know, it would be great to do something with the Human Values Club where we can connect to children that usually wouldn't have access to music or don't have ability to play an instrument right now. And so, this idea has been like cooking in my brain for a while. And finally, I was like, okay, let me talk to Victoria. I think this would be a great idea and a great person to work with. And so, we came up with this offering called Kids Club, which is a space for children to experiment musical activities, also civic education and mindfulness, and based in education and human values. So it is something quite unique, if I can brag about that, because we are trying to offer something different. You know, you can find music classes almost everywhere, but we want to give music education this side of education and human values mixed with civic education, which is so important for our children to grow up knowing their rights, knowing how they can make an impact, and also learning mindfulness, how to take care of themselves and how to regulate their emotions, how to have like emotional literacy, like speaking about their emotions. And so this is kind of the little world we have created, and will start to expand. And so, Victoria, do you want to go ahead and share more?
Yeah, I just want to jump in and say I'm super excited about this, because usually, you know, as a teacher, I know we all have pressures from whoever our principal is, whoever our manager is, what, you know, whoever's like above you to get this done, make sure you cover this, make sure you do that, make sure you teach this, and don't worry about that. Fit it in if you can. The special thing about this is, you know, it's the Human Values Club, and we are focused on civic education. I lost my train of thought. I'll come back to it with that word that I wanted to put in there. Intersectional social justice. I couldn't think of the word intersectional. It's like, what's that word? So we're going to be talking about that. We're going to be using music and, you know, like little songs, little Spanish songs to kind of help the kids really feel what each of the human values are: love, truth, peace, nonviolence, right action in themselves and I guess the big thing is I want our future students to know that they are in a safe space, that they're loved, and that they have so much love to give to the world. So, man, I'm so excited. It's going to be a party. It's going to be a party.
All night long.
All night.
All night long.
All night.
It's going to be a party.
All are we going to show the song?
Yes, thank you for reminding me. I am actually going to show. This is a video clip from our very own Victoria. So, okay, everything should be all queued up here. And here we go.
Hi, everyone. Victoria here. We are going to be singing If We Can Work Together by Angela Lorraine Burroughs. I'm going to sing it once all the way through so you can get the words. And then the second time, please join me in singing the song. So we're going to be in C major. Here we go. If we can work together in peace and harmony, if we can work together, the I and you are we. If we can work together in peace and harmony, yes, if we can work together, how happy we would be. See? Easy enough. So now it's your time to join me. Here we go, from the top. If we can work together in peace and harmony, if we can work together, the I and you are we. If we can work together in peace and harmony, yes, if we can work together, how happy we would be. Hope you had fun. Bye.
Yay. Yes. That was awesome.
Yes.
Shout out to my mandolin. Her name's Rhiannon. I just got her for Christmas. And yeah.
Who doesn't want to have Victoria for a teacher? I mean, y'all, we're putting it there for you. And just to say... news about the start of Kids Club is coming up. We will let you know when that's going to start rolling. But if you're interested, you can email us at humanvaluesclub@gmail.com or fill out the form that is probably in the chat somewhere. And you can start telling people, please tell all your cousins and tias and tios that Kids Club is starting. So we're going to mix in some Spanish, as Victoria said. And so it's going to be total party.
Party. That's wonderful. So let me tell you one more story here. You know, beginning of the year, March, lockdown happened. And then, it was a very difficult time for our country. Our country was waking up to the very real presence of white supremacy and racism in a massive way. And I was really energized by other people, seeing other people sharing their thoughts and standing up for what's right and what is just. And so it just gave me a lot of heart and a lot of spirit and a lot of hope when I saw Katie posting online. And I was just like, oh, Katie, I haven't seen her in years. I reached out to you. And, you know, as soon as we started talking, we said, we got to do something. And then, you came up with an idea to have a group dedicated to intersectional social justice. And we all know, if your justice ain't intersectional, what are we even doing here? So, Katie, do you want to just jump in and tell us a little bit more about the Human Values Club Action Team?
I would absolutely love
to. Oh, you're muted. Here we go. You're good.
Awesome. This summer... really activated me. I want to just preface this by saying I am in no way an expert on anything social justice or intersectional social justice related. But I'm a listener, and I think that's something that, as young people and the young people around me, who also were called to action either this summer or this is something that they've been doing throughout their entire life, all long story short, because I will talk about this forever if I'm given the opportunity, we all wanted to do something together. And it's really, especially because of the pandemic and being socially isolated from each other, it's really easy to feel discouraged and to feel disconnected and to feel like there's no way, it's just too much. The burden is too heavy. Like there are so many things all the time that need to be, talked about, that need to be, have people rally behind. And so I just want to shout out Bella and Morgan from the Action Team. There are two other alumni from my high school, and Javier messaged a whole bunch of people and said, hey, let's do something. Let's get together. And since then, we have just taken over and trampled on everything. we have action steps now in our practice guides that go out every week. And I really want to bring back the value of celebration that we're talking about this week. To me, this really resonates because celebration and joy is what, is one of the only things that can sustain us through this work. And so I just want to say thank you from like the bottom of my heart to all of you for bringing us together, because, I think everyone's waiting for someone to tell them, hey, like, do it. Or like, this is okay, or this is right. And the fact that now we found each other and it's like, no, we need to do this. We all need to do this. It's like a super remedy for imposter syndrome and for, for holding yourself accountable and holding your, yourself accountable to your community. And so, yeah, we are the Human Values Action Team. HVAT, as I like to,
HVAT,
as I like
HVAT.
To call it.
HVAT.
Yes. And we are a bunch of wacky people who we just want to learn. We want to learn from each other. We want to always center the BIPOC and LGBTQIA+ experience as we are doing everything in our power to fight for intersectional social justice. And really our main goal is to empower people to take action and then also be able to sustain the action that they're taking. So we did a lot of thinking as, this week was coming up about, well, what is our mission? You know, what are we doing? Because we only started meeting back in September and we have monthly meetings. But I've come to find that I think that these meetings are a really great entry point for folks who are ready to learn about and join the movement, for people who are looking for community, especially in the Chicagoland area, but really anywhere, because these are issues that are, if not universal in all of the United States, they're also universal in the world in so many ways. And so to build community and then really organize for radical change, organize to take action, to prepare for direct action, sustain direct action, no matter who the politicians are that are in office, there's always going to be a need to advocate for what is right and what is just, and for policies and laws that honor everyone's full humanity. So yes, that is us. That is the Action Team. Please join us. We have monthly meetings, and then we have also an Action Team just planning meeting as well. That happens once a month. Some topics that we've talked about so far, we've done things like, and please Javier, help me out if you can think of any as well, but we've done a direct action training. Thank you so much. Shout out to the Defund CPD committee. They have put out these amazing trainings, and so we were able to use that and create a community space around that conversation about police and prison abolition. We've talked about mutual aid and the need for mutual aid. The tagline is solidarity, not charity. These are ground up systems of support that enable us to change the power dynamics, to not expect systems that have a proven track record of harming people, that we don't expect them to do any good. And so we need to provide for people's needs now and also in the process advocate for long-term change. So if there are any other points that you want to say about the action team, it's just been amazing listening and being in conversation and community with other people who are driven and motivated to take action.
Yes, that's amazing. I want to add one onto that, Katie, which was a presentation you did that was the social justice ecosystem. And I felt that that helped me a lot because I think when people think about activism, the most immediate thing, and you said this in your presentation, what people think about is like, you know, you have your signs out and you're just protesting. But there is so much more in the social justice ecosystem than that. And it was kind of an opportunity for us to realize there's so many roles, right? There's some people who are going to be protesting. There's some people who are going to be focused on education. Some people are going to, like the Chicago community jail support, shout out to them. They were out in the polar vortex helping people getting released after midnight, for example.
They're out there right now.
If someone can drop the link for that in the chat.
Chicago Community Jail Support. They are Shy Community Jail Support on Instagram, and they have a link there. And I do want to also shout out for the social justice ecosystem presentation. A lot of that material came from Deepa Iyer, who is this amazing Desi woman who just has so many resources on her website. So please check them out as well. And we'll make sure to link all of this stuff in our program notes once this becomes an official podcast.
Yes, yes, yes. It is.
I mean, podcast recording.
And yeah, so that helped me out because it helped me to understand, oh, okay, I really like bringing people together. You know, if you're here tonight, it's probably because I texted you or called you or emailed you or something, right? So thank you so much for answering the call, everyone. But again, like I realize that that is the skill that I have that can help the movement. And so maybe you think that you don't fit into the social justice ecosystem, but once, you know, you go and you see that and you see that, no, it takes a village. It takes all of us working together, right? They say it takes a village to raise a child, but what I heard, and shout out to my friend Jamie Yu, it takes a village, period. It takes a village, period. And then you touched on, Katie, mutual aid. And yeah, just everything about these colonial structures is all about us being isolated from each other. And everything we're trying to do with the human values is, first of all, to decolonialize nonprofit structures and make an organization that actually serves humanity. But at the same time, we want to be a place that, yeah, provides that healing and brings that idea of mutual aid that we're all we've got and we're all we need. So connect with us, y'all. Those are all of the multitude things we're doing. Someone's going to put the bit.ly in the link. We're going to put that in the show notes as well. And you can check out, you can sign up for the newsletter, get the weekly message of positivity value of the week, and check out all of these programs and just get some information. So please, connect with us. This is what we're here for. We're here to make a space for you to be fully human and to remember that we're all one family. As Chadwick Boseman said, in times of crisis, true leaders build bridges, not barriers. We have to behave as if we were one tribe. I'm paraphrasing, but that was the end credit scene in Black Panther. So, and we really believe that here. So thank you so much. I'm going to invite Andrea to jump in and tell us about a little surprise that we have coming up.
Yes, and before that, I just noticed, looks like there's some technical difficulties on Twitch, if you want to look at that while I'm speaking.
hey, Kamala.
Yeah, should I wait until we're back live or start?
No, just keep going.
Okay. So, yes, we share all this information with you. And then you're like, oh my God, this is a lot. Where do I find all of this? We have a solution for you. And that is our new website. Woo! Our new website is Starting, I want to first give like eternal thanks to Miron. Thank you, Miron, yes, so much. Miron has been helping us. Well, not helping us. They were creating the website, getting everything set up, and so it will be launching soon. And so we just want to thank Miron so much and everyone who has worked for the website. Isn't it like feels like official when there's a website and then you're like, oh my god, now it's there. Social media can be a little like here and there sometimes, and but the website is like, it's there in stone forever. So we're excited for that, and hopefully you'll go and click on everything and see everything that you're doing. If you are like me, sometimes you hear like this live and then you kind of forgot like half of what we said. So that's what the website is for, that you can go and like click on stuff to remember. So that's very cool. Again, thank you, Miran, and everyone who's worked for it. So we'll let you know when it goes live.
Yes, and pay attention to our social media platforms on that link tree, and you'll see the majesty that is our website. And thank you, Katie, for color. You basically, what did you do? You took the logo. You did some brujeria in the logo, and I don't even know if it's a paso.
It's called a hex picker, y'all. It's called a hex picker. And you upload any image, and you can figure out in like graphic terms in for your computer screen what the like exact hex value is for the colors. So mm-hmm. you can just, it's like a little thing, you can hover it and it's like, oh, that's a pretty purple. So yeah, all of the colors that are used, I am a very visual person, I'm a visual learner. So all of the colors that are now being integrated into our Human Values Club stuff comes from the logo, which I have so much love in my heart for. It's just, yes. It's a beautiful logo. So those flowers, we got the colors from there.
Yes. And thank you for helping us with that, expand that brand identity. Really, really so many things came into focus for us really recently. And I'm just so happy for the work that this team has done. And I think I am ready to pass it on to Melody. Melody is always sharing so much wisdom in our conversations and kind of running our interviews here when we have our different podcast topics. But I think, Melody, you have something special for us tonight?
I do. But before I jump into that, I just wanted to give a shout out to Sola, because she's been doing a lot of the background work with the podcast, and she's also featured on our first episode. So I just wanted to take the moment to honor her work. All right. Okay. So this special gift that I have tonight for all of you is a meditation.
Hey.
So again, thank you so much for being here. And I just, meditation is something that I really value, because I feel like very often in the busyness of our day, we just tend to neglect our body, and we neglect the things that make us human, and we dive into all the harmful and violent things that are present in the systems that we're taught to serve. And so meditation is kind of a moment to step back into your body and to celebrate, because we're in the mood of celebration, to celebrate your body and your consciousness. So I just want to invite everybody to get into a comfortable either sitting position, or if you're standing, if you're making food in your kitchen, you can just be present with us, or if you're walking, lying down, just find a comfortable position. Begin by taking a few deep breaths in and out, in and out. Let the inhale fill your chest. Let the exhale ease you into dropping your shoulders, allowing them to rest. Let the inhale now fill your upper abdomen. Let the exhale ease your chest. Let the inhale fill your lower abdomen, allowing your belly to expand. Now exhale and allow your body to take comfort and space. If you find yourself struggling with this, sometimes it helps to say aloud, with love and self-compassion, I allow myself to rest a moment. With love and self-compassion, I allow myself to rest a moment. You can either repeat that out loud to yourself or silently in your head. Take another deep breath and consider this. With love and self-compassion, I allow myself to rest a moment. As you breathe in, the breath brings vital elements to your body, your blood, and your cells. It is a foundational support that you can always go back to in this spell and in others. Now, with your mind's eye, in the seat of imagination, reflect on the image of a small, translucent black bubble. Slowly floats towards you, carrying the benevolent energies of all the people who love you and the beings that assist you. This black bubble gently touches your head, its coolness and softness filling you, nurturing you. It waits as a tool to help you, but only with consent and blessing. If you prefer not to use this tool, feel free to stop the meditation here or just sit and be present with us. Keep breathing, taking deep breaths, and sinking deeper into your mindfulness. If you consent to using this tool, the black bubble, take another deep breath as an affirmative allowance. This black bubble floats to the crown of your head, then expands around you, out and out. You notice that this black bubble is not opaque. It shimmers and shifts as the light reflects all of its iridescence. As the bubble expands, you notice that you can use it as a soft screen to view your surroundings. It works to cool you and covers you and your energetic field. You can ask the black bubble to adjust for your needs. Remember, it carries your energy. You may find that you appreciate its enveloping your front and back, covering you from all sides, while still allowing you to engage with the world around us. You may find that you need the black bubble to stretch even more, allowing little holes and spaces where breath and life can come through to directly interact with you. Now keep taking deep breaths and bring your attention to the center of your chest, where your heart lives, and imagine a shimmering light. Feel that light, the warmth and the glow, and see that light spread to the other parts of your body, starting with your belly, across your chest to your shoulders, down to your arms, your lower abdomen, your hips, your legs, your knees, your toes and fingers, your neck, your ears and chin, your nose, your eyes, and finally to the crown of your head. And feel that complete glow within your body. Think of this light as it is present in you and everyone you meet. And allow this light to radiate past your body, to your surroundings, to your relationships and loved ones, to all the people in your life who care about you and all the people you will meet, to all the people who need love and support, just as you need love and support. Now bring your attention back to the center of your chest. And remember that your heart is good, that you are good. Now wiggle your fingers and your toes, find movement in the small parts of your body again. And when you are ready, open your eyes and come back to the present moment. Feel free to stretch. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Melody. I hope everyone who's listening feels a little more relaxed and in tune with their inner wisdom after that. It was such a loving meditation. We appreciate you so much.
Melody, can we shout out the author? Can we shout out the author of that meditation in case other people want to find it?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Jadet Perry, did I say her name right?
J.T. Perry?
Jade T. Perry. Okay. And her page is called, website, work, Protect Your Energy. An Afrofuturistic Summertime Spell is where this is taken from. Really good meditation. So if you're interested in that.
And you have the perfect voice for it too. So yes, gentle.
So good.
I almost fell asleep.
Oh, man.
Oh, and I was so nervous. Anyone who was here during the pre-show saw how nervous I was. So that just calms me right down. I hope that everyone who's listening feels that this is truly a gift to you all from the bottom of our hearts. I hope that you understand the seriousness of what we're trying to do, that we care very deeply about the liberation of all people. And, you know, we can talk about that on so many different levels. But ultimately, what life is all about is being happy and helping others to be happy. And we all deserve the right to make that real in our lives and to have a wonderful adventure. And we can only do it as a community, a beloved community, together. Thank you, MLK, for that dream. And happy Black History Month.
Yes.
Gotta get it in. And speaking of which, let's talk about the rhythm. We're coming up to the end of the podcast, everyone. Thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for rocking with us. The podcast rhythm, we have these five secret episodes. The first episode's already up on Spotify, Apple, and Pocket Cast, and a bunch of other ones, wherever you find your podcasts. Later it'll be on YouTube. Or no, the first episode's up on YouTube now. So we're recording them monthly, but because we have some banked episodes, we're going to give them to you every other week until we run out, and then it'll go back to being a monthly podcast. And that's what it's like for now, but we'll see what happens. We'll see how we grow, and we'll see your reaction to the podcast and what you like. So we're definitely looking forward to receiving feedback from you at our new email address, which is humanvaluespodcast@gmail.com. Send us your feedback and ideas for future topics. We love talking about a lot of great stuff, as you saw here tonight. So time to do the outro and the bits and bobs here at the outro. You already know you can download us. You can catch us on YouTube. You know you can follow us on social media. Check out the link tree for all of that stuff. This will all be in the show notes as well. We are a completely community-supported show. and organization right now. So you can go to ko-fi.com/humanvaluesclub to either give us a one-time donation. Yeah, I was practicing that, everybody. I was practicing. I knew I had to nail it. Or people wouldn't give us money. You can go there and you can give us a one-time donation, or you can also set up a monthly donation if you would so like. And that's really what we're asking for, so that we can continue to offer all of the programs and services we talked about tonight for free to our community. That's right. Everything that we're offering as part of the Human Values Club, at least for right now, is free, because we really do believe in equity, inclusion, and access. So many of the programs is going to be, you know, it's going to be virtual, and we're just going to try to provide for as many people as possible, because we really believe that this work of human values and intersectional social justice belongs to everyone.
We didn't shout out the meditation. That's like the most important thing. Y'all come join our weekly virtual meditation.
I did forget that. Yes.
Come hang out with us.
Sunday at 4 p.m. Every Sunday at 4 p.m. You also don't have to have your camera on at all. You could just be present and listen in. Sorry, that was my bad. I forgot. But yes, thank you, Katie.
We were all transcended by your voice.
So I know.
To the spirit realms.
Yeah. I'm still in the spirit realm.
Now that we're in the shout outs, Sue, I don't know if we shout out Jasenia also, who has helped us with a lot of the design. And we have stickers, y'all, with our logo. So just shout out to Jasenia.
I want
to. And also gave us this shirt. So.
Yeah. Yes. Yesenia got us these shirts from Mexico. Thank you, Yesenia.
Yes.
And for the coffee. All right. Awesome. Another way that you can support us is to hook up your Amazon Prime account to your Twitch account. And that will enable us to give you, at no extra charge to you, a free $5 subscription per month. Unfortunately, that isn't automatic, so you would have to give it to us every month. But for more information on that way to support us, send us an email at humanvaluespodcast@gmail.com. All right, everyone, I think that is it. You know, we have all of these offerings for you. We want to keep it free for everyone. And we need your help to do that. We need you to help us build an oasis for humanity. Things are really dark right now, but when we have each other, we're able to come together like we are today, have a wonderful conversation, make each other laugh, sing, dance. Things get a little brighter. And I think that we all have this incredible power to be the light in dark places. And so if you're hearing this now, I just want you to know that you have this incredible power. I know the world has taught us to make agreements based on fear, but I want you to know that when you break an agreement based on fear, you regain all the power and energy that it took to make and keep that fear agreement. And then we can take that power and make an agreement based on love. And that agreement is going to give us more energy and more power. So let's all make an agreement together here. Let's make an agreement that you are worthy of love. Make that agreement in your heart right now, and let's make an agreement that we're going to love ourselves and we're going to love the world, and we're going to work together as a beloved community to make this world a wonderful adventure. You've made today an amazing day just by you being you. There's no one like you in the whole world, and I like you just the way you are.
Just the way you are.
Yeah. Amen. Any final comments before we sign off for this episode, y'all?
Well, I want to thank everyone who joined and who rejoined. We had a little glitch there. Thank you, Mercury Retrograde. I was looking at my phone. All of you filling out the form. Oh my God, I forgot the word. So thank you so much for that. And keep sending us messages, asking for things. We will take a break after this week, because it's mostly y'all. I want to thank Katie and Melody and Victoria and Cece and everyone else in the background making this happen. So really love y'all. Let's make that agreement that Javier talked about. And really, when we love ourselves, we can serve better those who we love and who we care about. So let's get on that and take good care of ourselves.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Andrea.
I love you.
All right, everybody. Until next time, love yourself, love the world. We'll see you then. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.